जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लव पीरवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन जारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो विल बी रिसाइटिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 22 राजम स्वनुपृष्टानां सुहृदं नासुहृत्पुरे विप्रशापविमूढानां निघातमुष्टिभिर्मितः राजम स्वनुपृष्टानां सुहृदं नासुहृत्पुरे विप्रशापविमूढानां निघातमुष्टिभिर्मितः राजं स्वनुपृष्टानां सुहृदं नासुहृत्पुरे विप्रशापविमूढानां निघातमुष्टिभिर्मितः Rajan, O King, Tva, by you, Anuprishtanam, as you inquired, Suhidam, of friends and relatives, Na, our Suhritpure, in the city of Dwarka, Vipra, the Brahmanas, Shapa, by the curse of Vidhunanam, of the befooled, Nighatam, of the killed, Mustibir, with bunches of sticks, Mitha, among themselves. So I will read verse 23 also. Varunim Madiram Pitva, Madon Mitha Chitasam, Hajanatham Ivanuyam, Chatur Panchavesha Sitaha. The translation of both these verses combined, text 22 and 23, is as follows. O King, since you have asked me about our friends and relatives in the city of Dwarka, I'll inform you that all of them were cursed by the Brahmanas, and as a result, they all became intoxicated with wine made of putrefied rice and fought among themselves with sticks, not even recognizing one another. Now all but four or five of them are dead and gone. There's no purport to this these two verses. So we'll go to text 24. Praye enad bhagata ishvarasya vichesitam mithu niganaanti bhutani bhaviyanti channa mitaha. The translation is as follows. Factually, this is all due to the supreme will of the Lord, the personality of Godhead. Sometimes people kill one another, and at other times they protect one another. Purport. According to the anthropologists, there is nature's law of struggle for existence and survival of the fittest. But they do not know that behind the law of nature is the supreme direction of the supreme personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the law of nature is executed under the direction of the Lord. Whenever, therefore, there is peace in the world, it must be known that it is due to the goodwill of the Lord. And whenever there is upheaval in the world, it is also due to the supreme will of the Lord. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. Whenever, therefore, there is disobedience of the established rules enacted by the Lord, there is war between men and nations. The surest way to the path of peace, therefore, is dovetailing everything to the established rule of the Lord. The established rule is that whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever we sacrifice, or whatever we give in charity, must be done to the full satisfaction of the Lord. No one should do anything, eat anything, sacrifice anything, or give anything in charity against the will of the Lord. Discretion is the better part of valor. And one must learn how to discriminate between actions which may be pleasing to the Lord and those which may not be pleasing to the Lord. An action is thus judged by the Lord's pleasure or displeasure. There is no room for personal whims. We must always be guided by the pleasure of the Lord. Such action is called Yoga Karmasu Karusala, or actions performed which are linked with the Supreme Lord. That is the art of doing a thing perfectly. Om Agyanti Midhandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nvintainaina Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manu Bhistam Sapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadam Kitam Vande Ham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Mithamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopeksha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye
ವಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪ ತರುವೇಶ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧು ಭೈವಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸ್ ಆದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್, ಬೇಸಿಕಲಿ ದೀಸ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಬೈ ಅರ್ಜುನ್ ಟು ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದೀಸ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ದ ಟಾಕ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೌ ದ ಯಾದೂಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಕರ್ಸ್ಡ್. ನೌ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಗೋಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್, ದಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ದ ಯಾದೂಸ್ they dressed Samba, son of Jambavati. They dressed him in a girl's dress and they dressed her as if she was pregnant. And then these young Yadus took Samba, who was dressed as a woman, girl, and took her to the sages. And they were, in a very mocking way, in a very little offensive way, they asked the sages that, my dear sages, you know all past and future. Please can you tell that this girl, will she give birth to a boy or a girl? Then the sages understood that the Yadus, they are having a very offensive mentality. They are in a mocking way, joking way. So the sages cursed that she will give birth to an iron club, which will cause the ruin of your Yadu dynasty. And as the sages gave this curse, then all the Yadus, they took out the cloth there, and then they saw really there was a iron club. And the Yadus, they were very scared that, you know, what has happened. And they went and told King Ugrasen that all what had happened. So King Ugrasen was also very much, very deeply concerned. So King Ugrasen got this iron club grounded to bits and got thrown in the ocean. And when he was getting it grounded, this iron club, there was a small piece which could not be grinded to bits. So that was also thrown in the ocean. And then the waves of the ocean washed all these iron bits to the shore. And these iron bits grew into very tall, sharp canes. And then after some time, after a good amount of time, the Yadus, they had assembled at Prabhasha Kshetra. And the Yadus, when they had assembled all together there, then they entered into a quarrel. And when they entered into quarrel, all the Yadus, they started fighting with each other. And they started taking the weapons, sword, bows, arrow, and started, you know, fighting with each other, very like, as if really wanted to kill them. And in the course of fighting, these top, this is a tall, sharp canes were there also. So the Yadus, with the bare hand, they caught hold of these long, sharp canes and they pulled them out. And as they pulled them out in their hands, these sharp canes became into very strong iron rods, as strong as a thunderbolt. And the Yadus started fighting with each other with these iron rods and they started killing each other. So this is the way the Yadus killed each other and their dynasty came to an end. Now, the Lord, through one stroke, He does various work. Through one stroke, He does various work. Jaise hum Hindi bolte na, ek patthar se 10 kaam karna. So now the Lord, when before Lord Krishna took birth on this planet Earth for His earthly leela, He had told the demigods that please take birth in the Yadu dynasty to help Him, you know, in His leela. So all the demigods had taken birth in the Yadu dynasty. And so now, when the Lord, you know, had taken birth and He had finished His earthly leela, He had completed everything what He had come for. So now the Lord wanted to take back the Yadus back
and send them back to their abodes from where they came. Because the Yadus, they were very, very powerful personalities. So the Lord also wanted to take them back and send them back to the respective abodes where they had come from. So the Lord, in one sense, had orchestrated, had purposely willed this Leela. The Lord had made this Leela happen so that the Yadus, who were powerful demigods, they go back to their respective abodes. That was the Lord's plan. But at the same time, the Lord, like I mentioned, the Lord through one stroke does many work. So the Lord through this pastime also wanted to teach us that if you offend great Vaishnavas, if you offend great sages, it's very, very detrimental, it's very, 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 very catastrophic to our spiritual life, very detrimental to our spiritual life. And this Vaishnava offense, offending Vaishnavas, offending great sages. The scriptures mention that Vaishnava offense, offending great sages, is compared to, it's called mad elephant offense. Now, why is it called mad elephant offense? Say, for example, you have a very nice garden and you've been working for many years to make that garden very nice, look nice. Many, many years you've worked on it. And if a mad elephant comes in that garden, within few minutes, that whole garden is destroyed. Within few minutes. So, the same way, you know, we may be working on a spiritual life for many, many, many years. But if we commit this Vaishnava offense, if we are very hurtful to Vaishnavas, then in a very short time, our garden of Krishna consciousness gets destroyed. And another example is also given. Say, it may take 100 years to grow a big tree. 100 years. And then, with an electric saw cutter, just few minutes with that electric saw cutter, you can cut the whole tree down. So again, in the same way, we may work for many, many, many years. Maybe many lifetimes we may work at our Krishna consciousness. But if you're offensive to Vaishnavas, if you're hurtful to Vaishnavas, within few minutes, our whole this effort will go down the drain. And regarding this matter, Ladhini Mataji, who was Srila Prabhupada's disciple, once she was in one of the African countries, she was preaching and doing service there. And in this country, there was a lot of turmoil. There was a lot of internal conflict. Different groups were fighting with each other and killing each other. And Ladhini Mataji had an opportunity to go out of that country, to a safe country. But she wanted to stay back to serve the devotees, to serve the community. So she stayed back. And at that time, she wrote a letter to another devotee. She wrote a letter that the situation here is very worse. There's so much internal fighting going on, so many people, civilians getting killed. Anyone can get killed anytime. And I know that I also can get killed anytime. But I am not concerned for my death. I am more concerned that I don't commit a Vaishnava apradh. I am more concerned that I don't hurt a Vaishnava. Just see, Ladhini Mataji. You know, for a person who's living in this world, for him, this whole body, his life is his life and soul. I'm like, you know, death is, no one wants to die. That's the last thing anyone wants to go through. But Ladhini Mataji, what she's saying, I'm not concerned of dying. I'm not concerned if I die. But I'm more concerned, I'm more worried that I don't hurt a Vaishnava. I don't commit a Vaishnava apradh. So we should learn this from Ladhini Mataji. And a devotee's life and soul. What is a devotee's life and soul? It is his service. It is his service attitude. Like for example, like the dharma of fire is to give heat and light. The dharma of water is liquidity. The same way the dharma of the living entity, the living soul is to serve. Serve Lord Krishna. That is the dharma, that is the nature. And we devotees, we try to do that in this whenever we in this present body. But what does Vaishnava Prad does? The Vaishnava offense, Vaishnava Prad, it takes away our propensity to serve. Vaishnava Prad, it takes away our propensity to serve. As such, I'm like, you know, for a devotee, you minus him, you minus service from him. You know, there's no meaning to him to live. So it's very, very dangerous. We devotees are living on this planet just to serve. But if that tendency, if that propensity to serve is taken away, what's the use of living this life? So we have to be very, 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 very careful and avoid doing this Vaishnava offense. One of Srila Prabhupada's senior disciple had once made this statement that, where is that? Yeah, we would rather lose everything in life than commit an offense to devotees. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 10, Text 25, in purport, Prabhupada writes, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur writes, one who blasphemes a Vaishnava cannot be protected by anyone. Even if a person is as strong as Lord Shiva, if he blasphemes a Vaishnava, he is sure to be destroyed. Imagine a person as powerful as Lord Shiva. Obviously, there is no question of Lord Shiva blaspheming a Vaishnava. But the scripture, Prabhupada is trying to give us that understanding, means how much destructing Vaishnava Prath could be, how much detrimental to our spiritual life it could be. Huh? That person like Lord Shiva also, could face havoc. So what to speak of us? Children, they play this snake and ladder game, In our childhood also, we must have played it a lot of times. So when you serve a Vaishnava, it is like climbing up the ladder, But when you do a Vaishnava Prath, hurt a Vaishnava, it is like you getting a snake bite. You come down, And especially, we have worked a lot on a spiritual life and, we're almost near our goal. So, the snake ladder game, sometimes in some of the snake ladder games, at number 99, there's a big snake, So, we may just maybe near our goal. But even when we're almost near our goal, and if we are offensive to a Vaishnava, that big snake will bite and we come down almost at level 1, So again, we have to always be in association of very sincere Vaishnavas and, be always serving Vaishnavas and never even in a dream think of this Vaishnava Prath. Now, in the scriptures, there are very many classical examples of, one classic example is of Duvas Muni. Duvas Muni offended Amrish Maharaj. We all know the story. And then Duvas Muni, he created this big demon to kill Amrish Maharaj. Amrish Maharaj with folded hands, he just prayed to the Lord, my dear Lord, whatever your will, let it be done. And then immediately Sudarshan Chakra came and destroyed that demon. And the Sudarshan Chakra went behind Duras Muni. Duras Muni, he couldn't do anything. He just to save himself from the Sudarshan, he went to Brahmaji, to Shivji and prayed to them, please protect me. Brahmaji and Shivji raised their hands. They said, no, we can't do anything. Then Duras Muni went to Lord Vishnu, please save me from this Sudarshan. Vishnu also said, I am also helpless now. Only Amrish Maharaj can save you. Then Duras Muni went and begged forgiveness from Amrish Maharaj. Then, and obviously, Amrish Maharaj was more embarrassed. He said, what? If you offended something, you're forgiven. Then that time, Sudarshan Chakra left him. And Duras Muni was saved. Then another story, classic example is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The story of Gopal Chapla and Srivas Thakur. Gopal Chapla was very, very offensive against Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur, one of the pure devotees of the Lord. So Gopal Chapla was very offensive towards Srivas Thakur. And he did something very abominable in trying to ruin Srivas Thakur's reputation. And because of that Vaishnava offense, Gopal Chapla got severe leprosy. And his whole body, there was sores, blood was oozing out. And Gopal Chapla was suffering, he was in very, very miserable position. And he begged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, please relieve me from all this suffering. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have offended Srivas Thakur, I cannot do anything. Then Gopal Chapla, he went to Srivas Thakur and begged for Srivas Thakur's forgiveness. Obviously a Vaishnava is always forgiving. Srivas Thakur forgave him. Once Srivas Thakur forgave him, Gopal Chapla, the leprosy, all the sores vanished and he got good health. What happens that sometimes, because of our conditioning, we sometimes just, see something little bit, hear something little bit and we become judgmental and we start thinking negative in our mind. And once you start thinking negative in mind, you start talking about it and you start hurting Vaishnavas through your talk, If we become very judgmental just by seeing something small, you know, judging things, analyzing things. But we could be very wrong in our judgment. Regarding this, there's a story. In a hospital, there were four doctors. So these four doctors were on the third floor of the hospital and they were near the window. So these four doctors, they knew each other and they were talking to each other. And as they were talking to each other, they saw that near the main entrance of the hospital on the ground floor, there was a person, he was dragging his right leg and coming inside the hospital. So all these four doctors were there. So one of them was the orthopedician. The doctor who looks after the bones. So the orthopedician doctor said, you know, that person who is dragging his right leg, he must be having a fracture of his ankle. He must be having a fracture of his ankle. So the neurologist who was there said, no, I don't think he's having fracture of the ankle. He must be having part paralysis of the leg. The neurologist said, he must be having part paralysis of the leg. Then the physiotherapist was there. He said, no, both of you are wrong. I bet he must be having calf muscle problem. You know. So the fourth doctor was a plastic surgeon. He said, no, you all three of you are wrong. He must be having tendon injury. So all these four doctors are talking about this. No, you are wrong. I am right. You are wrong. I am right. You know, all these four doctors saying, I am right. And all three of you are wrong. So when they were arguing like this, they said, okay, let's do one thing. We'll call one sister, nurse. And we'll send her to that person and find out what exactly is the problem. And we'll find out what is the thing, who's right. So they call a sister, senior sister, and say, go and find out what's the problem with that person. So the sister goes running. And the sister approaches that person who was dragging his right leg. And asks him, what is the problem? So this person was dragging his right leg. He said, okay, actually, you know, what has happened is that, you know, the right shoe which I'm wearing, the sole of the shoe has come out. You know, it's like 90% come out. And if I lift my leg, the sole will fall full. The bottom part of the shoe will fall down fully. So I'm just dragging my leg and going to the security person and I'm going to ask him, is there any cobbler nearby? You know, so that's why I was dragging my right leg. So when this feedback came to all these four doctors, you know, they were saying, you know. So the point is, you know, sometimes we just see something face value. We start concluding. We start making analysis. And we could be very, very much wrong in that. And another thing is, we in spiritual life, we should be a little far-sighted. Far-sighted in the sense, we should plan ourselves in such a way that we never commit Vaishnava Prat. So, what is a way we can immune ourselves from doing this, you know, the big blunder of Vaishnava Prat, of hurting Vaishnavas? There are two things which we can do to keep ourselves immune to that. One is that, the first thing is that we should do our sadhana very nicely as sadhana. And the second is that we should follow this verse, Trinad Abhisuni Chenaha. We should always have a humble attitude. If you combine these two both, a good sadhana with a humble attitude, you know, it's very rare that we'll ever commit this Vaishnava Prat. And then, if we have committed any Vaishnava Prat, there's only one way we can be rid of the offenses or the results from it. And that is to go to that Vaishnava whom we have offended and beg forgiveness from that Vaishnava. Now, many times we have heard, okay, if we have committed a Vaishnava Prat, we should go to that Vaishnava and ask for forgiveness. But there's a problem. What is that problem? Our ego does not allow to beg forgiveness. Our ego, we say, hey, he's a God brother, he's a God sister. Theek hai na, main thoda bol diya, kya jata hai? Thoda offense kar, kya jata hai? Theek hai na? No, our ego is the bottleneck to wanting to beg forgiveness. And ego, even though somehow we cross our ego and go and beg forgiveness from this Vaishnava, a lot of time it is, we beg forgiveness because why? We have heard in the lectures. We have read in the books. We have read in the scriptures. If you have heard to the Vaishnav, jaake Vaishnav offense, jaake maafi maang le. Nahi to bahut garbad ho jayega. So just as a tick mark, we beg for forgiveness. Just as a tick mark. Chalo, ho gaya tick mark. See, if you do tick mark, still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful. Even for such tick mark attitudes, he'll give you some marks. But if you want full marks, we have to have that genuine attitude of wanting to beg forgiveness from our heart. But again, that does not come easily. When it does not come, one thing comes to our rescue. That is prayers, prarthana. If you genuinely pray to the Lord, that my Lord, by this ego is coming on the way, this really, mera andar se wo nikal nahi raha, that really, that in that forgiveness, to want forgiveness from within my heart is not coming, my Lord. My Lord, I'm so really conscious. Have hope on me, my Lord. Please help me. Give me that genuine attitude to want to beg forgiveness from this Vaishnava. And believe me, if we have this genuine attitude and we pray to Lord Krishna with this attitude, 100% guarantee, I have not encountered any Vaishnava who has prayed with such an attitude for such a thing and Lord Krishna has not helped him. So far I have never encountered any Vaishnava who has prayed like this and the Lord has not helped him. So when our ego comes in the way of wanting to beg forgiveness, pray to the Lord genuinely. He will help us, give us the right attitude. Then, these three slokas which we discussed and the purport which we read, there's also another theme in the sloka and the purport. And the theme is that whatever we do in life, we should do it for the satisfaction and pleasure of the Lord. Whatever we do. Whatever. So basically, we should always be continuing in devotional service. Continuing devotion service, being engaged in devotion service means we are always doing everything for the service and pleasure of the Lord. You know, towards the end of the first canto, Parikshit Maharaj asks two questions. And practically from the beginning of the second canto to the 12th canto, it deals with the answer to these two questions. And what are the two questions which Parikshit Maharaj asks? One was, what is the duty of everyone in all circumstances? And the second question was, what is the duty of a person going to die? And the answer concludes that we should do devotional service to Lord Krishna and this should be everyone's permanent duty in life. Okay. Our permanent duty is what? Just to be engaged in devotional service of the Lord at every moment. And the Lord gets purchased very easily by the genuine devotion of his devotee. The Lord gets purchased. Say for an example, if there's a person who's working in a company, he's working in that company for 40 years and he's never changed his company. 40 years he's working, and when his retirement day comes, the owner of the company has kept a very nice party for him. The owner of the company gives him his last check and gives him a very nice gift. And they say farewell to him. The owner tells him farewell. And you know, then this employee leaves. And then he's not expected back again to come to the company. He's retired. Do you think the owner of this company will ask this person, oh, my dear, you have worked so for 40 years. So nice service you have done for my company. Now please, you come and stay in my house. Do you think, have you heard of anything like that? The owner of a company saying to an employee who's worked 40 years, please, so nice, loyal employee, please come and stay in my house. You never hear such a thing. But Lord Krishna says that. Lord Krishna says that, you please come and stay with me. See, for many years we have worked, you know, worked and fought against Maya, battled against Maya, served the Lord for many, many years. Then in the end, Lord Krishna says, beta, abhi mere paas aa ja rahne ke liye, you please come and stay with me. Where will you find such a sweet Lord? Where will you find such a merciful Lord? Where will you find such a compassionate, benevolent, sweet Lord like Lord Krishna? In this world, our own relatives, if there's a joint family, our own relatives will say, ye kab apne ghar se bahar ja ke dusra ghar mein rahega, you know? Forget an employee thinking that, let this person come and stay in my house. But just say, Lord Krishna, sweet Lord Krishna. In the end, bolte, please, now you come and stay with me. Stay with me. Then, another thing is that in bhakti, we have to have extreme gratitude for our present and excitement for our future. We have to have a very grateful heart because A grateful heart is very fertile ground to experience Krishna's mercy. If you have a very grateful heart, it's very easy to experience Krishna's mercy. And we should be excited and absorbed and enthusiastic for a seva, for a future seva. We should be excited, absorbed, enthusiastic about our future seva, you know, looking forward. Say for example, if a person, especially for grihasthas, you know, say a grihastha, you know, one day he's staying and he decides, so tomorrow I'll attend Mangalarti, you know, and before sleeping, he's excited, waiting, by when will morning come, so that I'll go to temple, Radha Gopinath temple to attend Mangalarti. And he sleeps. And he gets up and says to his wife, "Arey, get up, we have to go to Radha Gopinath temple for Mangalarti." And the wife says, "Prabhuji, it is just 1 o'clock at night. Please sleep." Then the Prabhuji says, "Oh, it's only 1 o'clock. Oh God, I have to sleep. I have to wait for a few more hours for Mangalarti." And you know, he goes with that to sleep. Imagine if a person had that craving, you know, Golok Vrindavan is already achieved for such a person. We should have, and any Vaishnava who has such enthusiasm, such absorption, catch hold of his lotus feet. That is another second insurance for going back to God. Just serve such Vaishnavas, be attached to them. And like I was mentioning, that, you know, we have to be also absorbed. We have to be enthusiastic and be also absorbed in a service. I know of two senior devotees, very senior devotees. This is many, many years back. They were both very cow lovers. So one devotee rang up this another senior devotee on the landline. Both of them are different type parts of India, and they're speaking. At 6 in the evening, they start speaking, you know, about cows, about seva. They're so much absorbed. And believe me, I'm not exaggerating. When they keep their phones down, it is around 10 hours past. How many hours? 10 hours past. They were so absorbed in talking about cows and service, you know. How time flew. Maybe they may have taken in the middle a small break to go to the washroom and come. But 10 hours continuous. They were just talking about cows and service to cows, and they didn't get bored. We should be so much absorbed in a service. Then, another thing in bhakti is that our attitude assists our receptivity. I repeat, our attitude assists our receptivity. In bhakti, if we have the right attitude, it helps us to be receptive in seeing Krishna's hand. It helps us to be receptive in seeing, in relating everything to Krishna consciousness. There's a very classic example of Srila Prabhupada himself. He was a grihastha and he was trying to do business. He had opened a factory in Prayag. And he had gone to another place. Then he got a letter from his servant. In the letter it had mentioned that your factory in Prayag has got burglarized. Everything has been stolen. Everything, all their equipments, even chairs, kursi bhi chori ho gaya. Even your chairs have been stolen. So basically Prabhupada, he lost everything there. And then when Prabhupada read this letter, then Prabhupada laughed and he remembered this verse. Yasya ham anugrahami. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 88, verse number 8. What's the translation? The personality of God has said, "If I specially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. Then the relatives and friends of such a poverty-stricken man abandons him. In this way, he suffers one distress after another." So again, when Prabhupada got this message, he just laughed and he remembered, and he was just seeing Krishna's hand. He was relating everything in his life to Krishna's mercy. The good things and the bad things, everything. Then, another thing is that one can't change a bad beginning, but one can make a good ending. See, you know, most of us who are sitting here, we were not born in devotee families. We were, you know, born in non-devotee's family. Phir we went to college. Udhar atrangi kuch kiye, you know, kuch adventure kiye. God knows, you know, we did what not. And then later on, because of some association, some Vaishnava, either in the college or after we finished the college, we got in touch with the Vaishnava. And then we became devotees and we practiced devotional service. So whatever, Atarangi, whatever Dhamal kiye in our college life, we can't in one sense rewind it. Huh? But we can give a good ending to our life. Whatever Dhamal kiye past, whatever sinful activities we have done in the past, we can't undo that. But at least now we can give a good ending to our life. And how do we give a good ending to our life? By taking up the process what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. By taking up to the process of this, by taking up this devotional process. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like we were talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very, very super, super merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful. Say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has opened a shop. And in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has opened a diamond shop. And outside this diamond shop, there's a notice. And in this diamond shop, there are big diamonds kept. And there's a notice outside this diamond shop that each diamond shop is worth 10 lakh rupees. And side of this diamond shop, there's another shop run by devotees. And outside this shop, which is run by devotees, there's a notice that please come inside and take money free. And go to the next shop and buy the diamond. The second shop is done by the Vaishnava devotees. Now, the diamond is compared to pure love of God. And the devotees, next shop, they are giving us free the means to get that diamond. Please understand. The devotees, next shop, are giving us free the means to get that diamond. The means means the devotees are guiding us. They're instructing us through that we can achieve the diamond. But still, we are such, you know, lazy people. We still, free mil rahe. Still we are not wanting to go there. We say, baad mein jayenge. Baad mein jayenge. And baad mein doesn't sometimes come in this lifetime. Phir budhe hoke hum mar jate. We miss that golden, we miss getting that diamond of bhakti. Such a pathetic case. Then, there is nothing lacking in Krishna consciousness. What is lacking is our consciousness. We are lacking at times in the steadiness to have a burning desire to do our sadhana nicely. We are lacking in that. We are lacking in that having a burning desire to be steady in our sadhana. We do our sadhana nicely, but after sometimes, because of the influence of material nature, our sadhana graph goes down. Steadiness nahi hai. If you want to achieve success in spiritual life, we have to maintain that steadiness in our sadhana, irrespective of what our mental condition is, irrespective of how much our material condition is bogging down us down. We have to have good association of devotees that will help us to maintain steadiness in the sadhana. We have to do a sadhana. We have to read Prabhupada books every day. We have to attend such lectures on regular basis. When you do these things, Krishna will give us the strength to have steadiness in a sadhana. Then, people have their own idea of bhakti. There is one relative of a devotee. He carries a silver box. And in that he carries tulsi. But his purpose is a little different. He carries tulsi. And whenever he wants to drink alcohol, he'll open a silver box, take out a tulsi and put it in the, liquor and drink it. And his relatives consider him pious and to some extent they consider him a little spiritual also. Spiritual life is not defined by these conditioned souls. What is spiritualism is defined by the scriptures. So we have to follow what the scriptures say, how to progress in the path of bhakti. We have to go as per the scriptures. What understanding they give of what is the concept of bhakti. Then, one should put voluntary endeavor on the path of bhakti. One should put voluntary effort on the path of bhakti. There's a story. Once a person, he was walking in a village. And in a plate, he was carrying a plate. In that plate, there was dry puffed rice. Dry puffed rice. While carrying, he was thinking, should I give it to the temple? Should I give this puff rice in the temple? Or should I keep it for myself? He was just discussing. Main Bhagwan ko mandir mein de du ki main apne liye rakhu. As he was thinking, a strong wind just came and blew away that puffed rice. And from his plate, this person's puffed rice is flying in the air. So this person says, my dear Lord, that puffed rice is for you, you know. So we should not have that attitude, you know. We should voluntarily put effort on this path of bhakti, you know. We should not have this mentality of this person, when the puffed rice ur raha hai, Bhagwan, puffed rice aapke liye, please have it, you know. We should not have that attitude. We should put voluntary effort in remembrance of the Lord, in service of the Lord. There's one story. So basically, whatever age we are, whatever situation we are, we should always somehow try to dovetail ourselves in remembrance of Lord Krishna. Once, there was one student in Gopal Garden. A nine-year-old boy. He was running for his exam, you know. So, Braj Bihari Prabhu was there in Gopal Garden. So, this boy, he was running. In one hand, he had his pencil box. And the other hand, he had a small DT of Lord Jagannath. So, Braj Bihari Prabhu asked him, what are you doing with Lord Jagannath DT in your hand? He said, Prabhuji, you know, I take this Lord Jagannath and I sit for my exams. And when the teacher gives the question paper, I first show to Lord Jagannath my question paper. My Lord Jagannath, this is the question paper. Please see it. And after I show Lord Jagannath the question paper, I start writing my answer. And after I finish writing my answer, I again show the answer paper to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath, this is the answer I have written. Please see it. And then I give it to the teacher. Now somehow, this small boy, at his age, at his level, at his circumstance, he's voluntarily trying to get remembrance of Lord Krishna in his life. No? So same way, we should put effort and voluntary remember Lord Krishna always. Hare Krishna. Yes. So the time is almost up. So if anyone has any questions, we can take maybe one question. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.